We'll go over first the halachas and the gear for this year. We'll introduce him a little bit, and then also the halachas of Tisha of the Neder. Rechitza and Erev Shabbos this year. Me'ikir Adin, and every Erev Shabbos, even not last week was a Shchodesh, but in every year in Erev Shabbos Chazoin, the Ramos says, was the Pesach as Mekubal and Bnei Ashkenaz and most of the Shulchan Aruch. Also, Lirchoitz Kol Gufoi Betzoyim. As a Yisu. Umuto Rak Roisha in Pono Vyodo Veraglo Bechami. Lemisha Rogi Bekach. But without soul. So the Ramo himself paskens that in Erev Shabbos is no heter, only Pono Vyodo Veraglo and Roisha and hot water, the Misha Rogil Bekach, without soap. Today, a lot of people are makeup. Even without soap. Some people are makeup. Even with soap. And yes, I'm a lismach. Even Americans. I'm saying even Americans. For Americans, it's much harder to do it. On one hand. As Americans that take showers every second day. Every day we said it's awesome. Kulalme, Shmazalma says, even people that's very, very hard for them. We spoke about it. Yeah? These people called Shaina Misabu Yerushalayim, Eina Zeicha Veroya Bevinyana. Doesn't help. Called Shaina Misabu Yerushalayim, Eina Zeicha. If basically Shemalo will pass him that this was called Misabu, then it's a tzad that he will be Zeicha. But Misha Eina Misabu, Eina Zeicha Veroya Bevinyana. That's what it means. But what they say, they're very Easternese, it's very hard for them, all these terutz. So a lot of them, I heard, took showers tonight, or are planning to take showers tonight. The shishi, they learned the whole day, the last day is mat. Tomorrow morning already, they don't have a heter as Americans. The Americans can do once in 2 days. Now the shaila is if it's mutar mitzad Erev Shabbos or not. State in the Ramah also. But I'm American. I said, every 2 days you can take it up. But you took a shower 2 o'clock my night yesterday. Couldn't fall asleep. What does it matter to take a shower today? So the chure, now be'etzem, lo yutzu, you didn't take the whole week, so for sure, go off for Monday, you could take Friday. But if you took the moshul al shishi, a shower, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, now you want to take a shower with dinner of Shabbos. But even so, you're allowed to be Sevech Adam Kili. Because while you are Istanis, so for sure by you it's covered Shabbos to take a shower. Shad is that why we are Makel today? Because we say in our days, we're so Istanis, so even the people that don't take showers every day, they were Makel to take showers out of Shabbos. But about they have to know in and out. Not like these people you see in the mikveh standing there 5 minutes. Even during the years in Ish Peseda, they make the island to wait. But now, after a minute, close the water. I go close the waters. if you see people in Chaza, you let them to carry on. As a Yajar. Our meaning is when we see people in Chaza, we stop them. Yeah? In a nice way. Yeah? No, Chaz Mashallah, no, but that, yeah? You see a guy, he push it. Doesn't kill me, some English was burned. The passion is that you have to say something. Well, if you're scared that he would do it, even before. But yeah, you go around. Tishbo. Shabbos, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is out. No heter to stay there until you the soap and dust, and go up with the soap, go back in. I'm going to ask you not to keep it running, yeah? So it's muchach from what I ask you that medafish. Now, this year, lekatchile, how the biur halacha, the shower has to be taken before chatzos. Because after chatzos, it's erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos. The ma'aseh b'diavad is you're allowed to take it even after chatzos, the primogodim is making. Mikveh, if you're used to going every erev Shabbos and you never miss, you're allowed to go. Not to the hot one, you have to go to the freezing one, the pleasant one. But if sometimes you skip the mikveh, you have to skip it as we go. Sfardim, Igadim, allowed to take showers. Some people are machmir. Again, they have the other kulas that we spoke about. Cutting your nails, you're allowed. Even after chatzis. Lekatchila, you have to prepare all the things for Tisha B'Av before Shabbos. Kines, Eicho, small chairs, slippers. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to appear it. It's a achone, mishabbos lechol. The Niti Gavriel wants to say for another reason you can't do it in Shabbos. It's minhoge avelus, which can cover from Shabbos. Even if the Mazogin that achone, mishabbos lechol, tzerich mitzvah, could have a heter, over here you will not have a heter because it's minhoge avelus. Bigdei Shabbos. So we spoke about that till a couple of years ago, the minhag al pi d'Ramah was to wear weekday clothes on Shabbos. Shabbos Chazon, and for sure this Shabbos. The ma'aseh we spoke about that our days, the minhag is that everyone wears Shabbos clothes. So this Shabbos also, you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. We'll see later as they get. In the Suddash of Shabbos, you're allowed to eat everything, meat, wine, six miras. So we'll get the shalashudas, but you're allowed. As a machlekes rishonim, Rashba b'tshuva, in different ones, what is the gather? We spoke about it 2 weeks ago, the gabi the lomdas of someone that became bar mitzvah, Sunday, if he has to fast or not, if it's tashlumim the Shabbos, or Sunday is the day. The Rashba holds that the day was removed to Sunday. The Meir zog the Rashba, and Shabbos is no Tisha B'Av this year. It's not Tisha B'Av. There's no halachas of Tisha B'Av. The Meir that we said, if he then for sure the Bar Mitzvah Bacher has to fast, because Sunday is the day. Different poskim we bought, learn, no. It's called Nidche. The Oray is a lot of halachas that we say that are knowing different. Where is the Nafkimine? Dvorim shebetzim ve'anoyeg b'Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch and the Goyen and Machriya, the Dvorim means Tash b'Shamita, the Moshe. Shulchan Aruch and the Gro hold that it's Mutar and Shabbos, the Goyen hold that it's also. Where is the Gea to Bochrim? Shavuot brings a Taz, if you're allowed to put your hand in hot water, why? Temperature is really Dvorim Shebetzina. Avelis Befaresia, you're not knowing. So the Taz holds, you're not allowed to put your hands in hot water for Tainuk. It's not so Negea. I don't want to say it's Negea to Shabbos, because we anyway say not to go to the hot mikvah in Shabbos. I don't know, the people that don't listen to us the whole year, if they will listen to us now, as Tisha B'Av, Lemaise, a lot of people are matir. The Mishnebu himself is not klal. Lemaise, the world is machmir. Talmud Torah, Pshem Zaman, Oer Bacholz, that you're allowed. There's three shittas. Some hold that it's asu, some hold that it's mutal till chatzos, and some hold that it's asu, that it's mutal kol hayom. I'll explain. The first sheet holds, it's also, it's like, it's Avelis, it's no Shaychus Avelis Bifaresia. It's so much Batlonim anyway, in our oil of man. In different places, yeah, it's a lot of Batlonim. So if you see a guy not learning, it's not, again, the mirror not, but if you see a guy not learning, it's not strange. Like the Gemara says, Mokim Shinagu Shalalasis Meloche, and someone comes from to Mokim Shinagu Lasis Meloche, he keeps the Aloche of Lelasis Meloche. Why it's not like he's going to do? Kama batloni, he can be shuka. You don't see that he's doing something strange. The guy is not learning, it doesn't look avelis befaresia. Remember, that's also the tzad of the tzmuta. First, it's called avelis befaresia. And also, it was pushed off. The ma'aseh, the aloha is in a regular oven as a big machlekes. Most poskim hold that the oven is not allowed to learn in Shabbos during the Shiva. Not the Tisha B'Av is speaking about. You'll never know Be'ezus Hashem. The Ma'aseh of Shmuel was machir that it's mutar. Some hold that you're not allowed that it's mutter. Why? Because Shabbos is not nihugi avedus bichlal. And also it was nidche. It was pushed off. And some are machmir from chatzos. Either aloha that everything is mutter. Berabim is brought down. Kilu to sing in Spanish you're allowed to. But to say shir berabim, the world is machmir from chatzos not to. Even Ladas Oisri, you're allowed to learn Stein Mikro Vecho Targu. Even Ladas Oisri, it's not like doing Seder Alev that you're not allowed to. It's Ladas Oisri, to learn Shabbos afternoon, Stein Mikro, you're allowed to. Why the Maisa, some people will mach me from Chatzis? Not because they hold that Avelis is Noeg in Shabbos. Avelis is not Noeg in Shabbos. But he says, why are you not allowed to learn Erev Shabbos? Erev Tisha B'Av Achar Chatzos. All of the halachos of Tisha B'Av only start from Tisha B'Av. Because B'kud Hashem Yisorim, Shorim, if you learn before Chatzos, you're happy the whole Tisha B'Av. Man, even though the Shabbos is no Avelis, but if you learn after Chatzos, you'll be happy in Tisha B'Av. So this is the reason you're not allowed to learn after Chatzos and Shabbos. Because of Sefer Rachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Shalashudas, you're allowed to eat boso v'lishtes yayin afilu kesuda shleimer b'shaitre. And even if you're not used to having such a choshev meal, you're allowed to. Zogdem ishtabure mikol mekoy. Yeshev bedevoi nefesh lo hinag besimcho velochen lo yeshev besudas chaveirim. Morgen Avrom. Ubesefer b'chorshor cholag hazeh v'daitit shishim rog likat b'chol Shabbos liso et suda zuim chaveiro like the Shtiblach. Umoineh v'shabbos zu havelei aveles b'faresi. Aber lekul ha'am l'mutor lecho l'mnei b'yisrael. So the Maaseh, the Mishnebura says to sit b'davay nefesh. Some say if the minig is to have in the shtibul, shalashud is you're allowed to. But a stam in your house to have a mesivas mireim, not. Now, Ramosha says you're allowed to sing zmiras. You have to know, if you're the Mishnebura, yoshev b'davay nefesh, how exactly you're allowed to sing zmiras. Maybe with Yerushalayim, with Mishkochech. Now, the halacha is a chamuras. Lemaisa, you have to stop to eat before Shkia. Meaning to say, in Shkia, you're not allowed to carry on eating. Some try to bench before Shkia. Lemaisa, you're not mechuyev to bench before Shkia, but you're not allowed to eat after Shkia. If you bench and it's not Shkia, you're allowed to eat. And you're allowed to drink. It's not like Erev Yom Kippur that when you finish Sudas Mafsekes, so if you didn't make it Tznai, you can't eat anymore. And Tisha B'Av, it's not like that. I'm speaking about Shabbos at least. And even if you benched, you're allowed to carry on eating and drinking. Then Poiskim bring down, you're not allowed to say, especially when you have little kids or friends, come, eat a lot. You'll be hungry in Tisha B'Av. Because on Pita Sefer Chassidim, you're not allowed to say, I will sleep and I'll have a koyach motzi Shabbos. Some want to be mechalik, the tzarech mitzvah, it's nagea Erev Shavuos, if you're allowed to say, to sleep and I will have a koyach and Erev Shabbos. After Shkia, Shkia, before Tzeis HaKichovim, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to rinse yourself anymore. So it means if you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands only till the end of the fingers. You're allowed to carry on sitting in a chair because you don't know Avelis B'Faresi. And also you don't have to take off your shoes. So from Shkia you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't rinse, but without the carry on sitting in a chair, and you don't take off your shoes. Now, the Ramo brings down, Noagu lachlo itzaminolim achar borchu. He doesn't say nothing when you take off the Shabbos clothes. So most boys can say, for two reasons he didn't speak about it. One reason he didn't speak about it, because b'sman ha-Ramo, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazayim. This were Magdim. So the only noise was left to take off the shoes. We made it weird that we wear Shabbos clothes, but we'll have to deal with it in a second, wait to take off the clothes. Second reason they say, Ramo is talking about a place that they daven early. So when they said Bohu, then they have to take off the shoes. But by us, now we daven Motzi Shabbos late, and Motzi Tishba, and Shabbos is Erev Tishba, so we say Baruch HaMavdil, and we take off our shoes, and we change our clothes, and we go to shul. In a second, we'll see what to do the people that do like Rabbeinu Tam. So this is the main meaning. People that each other should us in shul, it's enough that they will take off the shoes after Baruch Hu or before Nach. Some say no. Klal Yisrael will mekabe like the Ramo, only to take off the shoes. Shabbos clothes, you're allowed to stay till Ma'ir. A lot of Hasidish do it. B'meile, the halacha is like this. If you don't have a minig, you have to take off your Shabbos clothes before Ma'ir. You take them off. If you have a minig, that to do different, you do different. But if you don't have a minig, so the halacha is you take off even the Shabbos clothes after it's Nach. Now, Zogim Shemazama like this. If you makbid on everything Rabbeinu Tam, so don't take off your Shabbos clothes before Rabbeinu Tam. Even the shoes not. If they said both already, take off your shoes, but don't take off your clothes. But, Zogim Shemazama, Hanoyagim lechumri ka Rabbeinu Tam, Kevin the angel of the Teras Chumra, Elem Nil in Yadzeh, after half an hour, they have to take off the shoes. So again, la aloche. If you minig is Rabbeinu Tam and Gansin, you don't take off your shoes. Only if the chazan said Baruch Hu, you don't take it off till Rabbeinu Tam. If it's you do it lechumra Rabbeinu Tam, so after 30 minutes, you have to take off your shoes. And if the minig is to change your clothes, you change your clothes. If you have a minig not to change, you don't change. Again, you have to be sure. If you're such a person that you want to change the shoes, the clothes like the shir, and you make Rabbeinu Tam lechumre, or you change your clothes, you have to before Shabbos take out the muktzah from the clothes. And it's one of the reasons we explain why in our days we don't keep the Ramo to wear weekday clothes in Shabbos, because who knows how much phones will ring in Shabbos. In our days, if people would have weekday clothes, they would put on the light also. Lo bechavana, mistake. Only thing, look what happens when we Shabbos think. We'll be vochtik. So Mele, Klal Yisrael took on themselves to wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos chazir. Now, we don't do Avdol in Motzi Shabbos this year, and only in Motzi Tisha B'Av. Because we can't drink the wine. We say Atochan Antonu and Ma'ariv, and to try to say it. Sometimes people forget it. This week it's very important to say it. If you forgot, you don't repeat. Alamol da'aloch, if you forget Atochan Atonu, you don't go back. But, if you didn't say Atochan Atonu, you came to your room and you ate before Avdoleh, you daven Ma'ariv again. Fush ben Yehle. Fush gemor, shochach bezul bezul. This week, Rav Shmuel Zalman has a tzad, that even if you ate, you don't have to daven Ma'ariv again. Now, Boire Me'oire Ha'esh, the minig is we do in the shul. Even the Avdolah we will do Sunday night, Boire Me'oire Ha'esh we'll do tonight. And I will explain to you why. For two reasons. First, we want the banana from the fire. But the main reason is, this bracha, if we don't do tonight, we don't do it Sunday night. ask me, Psalmim also we don't do Sunday night. Psalmim is for the Neshama Yisrael. But the Avdolah is in it to Bevorach on the Eish. And while we can't bench it Sunday night. So the meaning is we do it in the shul. Ladies that did not hear it in shul, they could bench in the house. The Machmirim annoyed that the ladies, Chazar will not attack with them, Birkas Moir HaReish, so they don't make the bracha. The Frumers, the men are not the Yotze in the shul, and when they come home, they make Boir Moir HaReish to be Moitzi the wife. But don't rush to be from these Frumers, because most times these Frumers at the end forget to bench anyways. Zogim Shmuzamen Rabach, but we don't have to be such a frumer. We could do. Now Zogim the Shul puts up a sign that the davening Ma'ariv 40 minutes after Shkia. Now, after 30 minutes, you could put on the, if you mark with that 30 minutes, you could put on a fire in your house, bake Ma'ariv HaEish before you leave, Ma'itzi your wife, and go to Shul, so that you don't have a problem. Now, as a chumre of a lot of frum people, it's brought down by the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, that you don't do melochem on Tzvi Shabbos till Avdolah. Most people are machmer, I think. But even after Baruch HaMavdi, we don't do melochem. Right, I think. Most frum people are machmer, no? It's even a problem who lights the fire, because if the whole family is machmer, who lights the fire? So everyone's of Shneiman said, chutz from that. And so he said, nazu nusach, that meloch is kalis, of them is no chumre. I mean, my kids put it down, I don't know what to be, all of them, I don't know. The vow is small. I don't do meloch until the fire catches on, and then I have to mix. But, and this week, the Kula Alma, you're allowed to do meloch after Baruch HaMavdil, because it was not a kolin. If someone is not fasting, he has to do Avdolah. He's not fasting, he's sick, he has a bris mila this year, and it's titcha, he's allowed to eat after chatzoy, he's bit naben. So you have to make Avdolah before you eat. A little kid does not make Avdolah, and he's allowed to eat without Avdolah. Why? Because if we tell him to do Avdolah, din me'osi le'misrach. When you'll be old, he will think that we make Avdolah in the middle of the day of Tisha B'Av. So the male, they were not attacking for it. The different nusach, they were not attacking because when he'll be big, he will know that he's not allowed to eat without Avdolah anyways in the tightness. The Mabdil says the psukim hinei kel. By day he doesn't make a bracha not on the psukim, not on the candle. By night he can make a bracha on the candle. Avdolah, if you have to make Avdolah, do it on beer. Or Chama Medina, we don't know what it is. If he can't drink it, he could give to the little kid to drink from the grape juice. It has to be a kid she yigia lechinuch v'lo yigia l'isab al Yerushalayim. If not, if he can't find a kid, make Avdolah on grape juice and not on wine. You don't have, you could. Now, Motzi Tisha B'Av, so we do Avdolah. Normally, we're not allowed to eat Boso V'Yayin Til Chatzos of the day after Tisha B'Av, Asiri B'Av. Why? Because Bis HaMikdash was burning till the other day. Now Be'etzem, Sunday will be Asiri. Even so, by night we can't eat Bosor and wine. Why? Because it's Mitzad Avelus Deyoy. It's a terrible day today. It's the Shiraim of Deyoy. Nafkemine, that in the morning you're allowed to. Because every year we're not allowed to. Another Aloche, we Paskin. Haircuts, laundry, showers. You're allowed to do Riyad Motzei Shabbos. every year we're not allowed to till the Chatzos because Beis Hamikdash was burning. Now Beis Hamikdash is not burning anymore. It's all about Avelis Deyoyim. Avelis Deyoyim is Boso V'yayim. As Machlek is if you're allowed to listen music or not. Some hold, that's really over Tishba. Some say it's an Avelis Deyoyim, you're not allowed to. The Maestro Lekatchile, for your Machmir, if you could to wait till the morning, maybe a kapela you could be making. Now, someone told me a chiddush today, b'shem a rov in America, Herschel Schechter, that he said that a yoledes that has to eat anyway, that she will make havdalah and shalashudas. Why? The Gemara says in Brochas, Rav Matzli shel Motzi Shabbos b'Shabbos after Plag HaMincha. Like, you know, some people do early Shabbos. Yeah, they have little kids or they live in Chutz Lo'aretz. It's wrong. The Rabbanim Aser. But in Chutz Lo'aretz is a heter, especially a heter that is not shaykh in Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about it already a lot of times. And even if someone has kids, for sure he's not allowed to invite bochim because they don't have kids with the club. If you're invited to such a place, you're not allowed to go. You machshir him lifnei iver, and he invited you. He maybe has kids, but for sure to have guests and to make early Shabbos, it's an avle she'en kedugmos. Avle she'en kedugmos. Mikol mekoyim, but what is the musig? You're allowed to daven Shabbos before the zman, like in America. And you do Kiddush early, right? The Gemara says the same thing in Motzei Shabbos. Meile says, this person is not fasting, she's a yoledes. Why to drink grape juice and Tisha B'av? Let her to make Havdalah Mibayid Yoyim. It sounds very good. It sounds too good. So why no one does Havdalah early? That's cloudy soil. To do Havdalah Shalashudas, Alakois, and b'meile, we could drink the grape juice. Zog the tur and simen tof kuf nun vov b'shem de bahag. The Ramban brings him down in Torah Sa'odom, and the Rosh brings him down in Tainis. Nistapeg ha'bahag, bala halochas gdoilos. Tisha b'av shechal on Sunday. Mau, to make avdol miboyl yom that you could drink. Oy dil me kevon shehiv dil. Chalal of a tainis. Zog the two. Kevon shehiv dil chalal tainis. This is the reason no one can make Avdala early. So I called up Rav Herschel Schechter 2 hours ago. He's here in Eretz Yisrael at OJ Yeshiva. They have a program for American Bochum that came from the States. I said, I heard that you said just a chiddush. He said, yeah. I said, what's with the Ramban? He said, you're right, I'm sorry. I said, I know that you know the Ramban, yeah? One day, what was your Havah Aminu? No, in fact, I'm sorry, you could say that's a mistake. I said, I'm going to say the Rabbi, but I want to explain the other side also. You have to know, no, man. So, what is the tzad? So, first he had a tzad, I spoke to his son, out in Talmud. He wanted to say, is it in Hilchis Avelus, is it Aloha, someone is an Oyna. Oyna is Potom Mikola Mitzvahs. So if Oyna is Potom Mikola Mitzvahs, he can't do Avdolah. So you don't do Avdolah. What if it's Shabbos? Shabbos, you're not an Oyna. So the Sfardim, they do Avdolah. Before their names. Chazon Avadia, he brings down a letter from the Ger Rebbe, the Alte Ger Rebbe, that his uncle did like that. Most of the Ashkenazim Paskin, not like that. So there's no Shaykhis to hear. Why? Dear, the Pshat is, even if you make Avdolah, Kozman at Shabbos is no Aninus. Why is no Aninus in Shabbos? Because you can't be Sasek in the Kvur. So even if you make Avdolah earlier, the Aninus doesn't come back. But here, if you make Avdolah, the Tainis comes. You may cover yourself the tainis.
But
Aninus
came back with the
problem. Second tainis, even if the Aninus comes back, of a b'shas da'avdola, you are chayev. When you finish the mavdil, you become potu. Here, the problem is not that she's potu. How she drinks from the wine. When she finishes avdola, it becomes weekday. She can't drink from the wine. Then the problem is not to drink. Oven is allowed to drink. Then you ain't lish pleoivet. Then you ain't. Not problem to give a wine to someone. Then the problem is that he's potu min ha-mitzvahs. Calls by the Shabbos, he's not potu. You're right. So I said, so what was the Havam? He said, shteyti mongen avrom, there is no tisvahs. Tisha b'av. The mother is no place for Tisha B'Av. There's no chiyuv. But if you make up the tiny, so what is the Tisefes? So I understood maybe that what he was trying to gain was the Bahag was Misupak. So B'Melech, we don't have Avdala early because we can't drink. But this year, Lelis anyway is going to drink. Lo mechapen the Suffolk from the Bahag. Right, that the two paskin that it doesn't help. But he's a machmir. He's a babus, the big machmir. So he wants to, that the yoledes, chodshmo yoytze, the suffering from the bad. So here's the revach. The bag is misupak. We the maestro don't do avdola early, because if we make avdola, we make avdola, this is yontef. When we cover this tissue, but maybe we're not allowed to drink. About this year, ladies, Kenza. So someone came, say, no, maybe a different shot I asked him. Maybe you meant that she will make avdole, and the husband will not make avdole, and he will drink the wine. Normally, you have to find someone to drink the wine. You don't have someone to drink the wine, you find a little kid. Here we have eight. She could make avdola. You don't be mekabel shab. You don't do avdola. You eating shal shudis imenu gedid nefesh. She will do avdola. And I don't want the problem. Who will drink the wine? David, your husband. But this is not good. Why? The Mishnah Berurah brings down Eliyahu Rabbe. You know, what if you did kiddush and the kois pour, spilled? What do you do? Make kiddush, everything is on the floor. In the shiva, then you were pushing, it's over. So the aloha is, if there's no more wine in the room, so you go to bring wine from somewhere else. If there's no wine, you have to leave after finish. You can't start to do the suda. If there's no wine, the kiddush is over. You have to do kiddush again and bread. If you don't drink from the kiddush of brocha, the kiddush is over. You could bring new wine and drink. What would be, you make kiddush, another bacha that was not there and the kiddush comes in, he sees a cup of wine, he chaps it from you, but you bring a gofen and he drinks it. Zog Dori Rabbi, you have to make a kiddush again. The wine was spilled in the Yadim's stomach. And he was not yoytze, you have done. He was not yoytze, you kiddush. So how we give a little kid? Because he's yoytze by a goffin. But if he's not yoytze and you're a goffin, so it's not called that someone drank from the kosher broch. So here, who will drink? The husband. The husband was not yoytze in that goffin. What you'll say, she will have a das to be moitzi him. And bigger sananim, you can't be moitzi if you don't drink. So if he wants to be yoitzi avdole, so it's bigger san mitzvahs for him. But var, he doesn't want to be yoitzi avdole. B'meile, he can't drink from yanis avdole. So l'chure, l'fide li yorabe, so he can't say that this is the eitzi that he wanted to give. So the mele again, we don't gain so much.
We just made a new bracha that sometimes bread banana and sometimes bread.
No, it doesn't work.
It's a new sip in bread salmon.
Yeah?
It doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's already printed. Today it was printed. It's began, and we didn't share bochus. It's beginning again. The kite spills in the middle. Why people give the chasm and kala the drink? Because if someone else will drink, they have to be the people that are yoitza the biggest chasamim. Someone else cannot be yoitza. As a maizel last week, one of the Rosh Hashivas here, he didn't do like Rosh Hashivas. We said Rosh Hashivas and gives the Avdola to the kid to drink himself. He doesn't give to the kid. Because he doesn't know what is the age of the kid. שהגיעה לחינוך ברוכס ולא הגיעה לחינוך ליסעה בירושלים. But that person didn't know the Rosh Hashanah, and he only knew the Rambam. So he took his kid 4 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, and he told him to be Yoitza the Avdola. The kid Avdola, I don't know if he's Baruch, but Agofen he could be Yoitza. He made Berit by Agofen, started to make Avdola, the kid started to schmooze. Now he finished Avdola, he didn't know what to do. Who will drink? The kid came to drink. He spoke before the Agofen. He never had a das to drink. Maybe he's not allowed to drink. Not to drink. The bracha is about toilet. The whole of toilet is about toilet. What to do? To drink? He's not allowed to drink. To give the kid was not yoitz in his goes. So the real aid is to bring another cup of wine that he didn't have a das to make a go for Nadal and to drink. He did something else. Now I want a little bit to go over with Ktzoro, a little bit the halachas of Tisha B'Av, just to remind ourselves. Before Ma'ariv, we take off the paroichas from the Aron HaKodesh. The Ramo brings it down. Shaila, why do you take off exactly the paroichas? So there's a lot of reasons. Some say keneged the paroichas that Titus, you know, Chazal say he took a cherev and blood came out from the paroichas. So we do epis. The paroichas is not here. If you can't take off the paroichas, it's enough to push it to the side. So then in a lot of places, it's impossible to take off the paroichas. They just slip it to the side. In Chatzos, you're already allowed to put it back. But before Mincha, you have to put it back. We daven Ma'ariv quieter. And the meaning in Chutz La'aretz is to read the Megillas Eicha from a Chumash or from the Kinnos. And they didn't make a barakah like the Ramo brings down. And the Litvish Yeshivas, and now in Eretz Yisrael came out all over and in America already 45%. The meaning is like the Gro, that you take a Megillas Klaf and you read Eicha for the Megillas Klaf and you make a Shekeshonu Mitzvayso Vetzivonu al Mikro Megillo. But we don't make Shekhionu like we make in the Megillah because we're not so. We start to read Eicha quiet, and any Perek, when we get to Eicha, we make it a little bit louder. Ramo. The Levush says, why? Why we go higher and higher? So when the person starts to cry, first that he cries quietly, and Pitov, you know, he can't hold himself, and everyone feels that he's crying. So Levi, he's saying, quiet, and Pitov, you start to hear, it's getting louder and louder. So the same way when we read Eicha, the meaning is in the last book of Ashiveinu, we say it loud to finish with double toy. The Ma'ariv will be passing that both times. And we have Ashiveinu, Chadesh and Kimois Ma'astol, we say the last one pasuk before the end is Ashiveinu Hashem Benachem Adashuva, Chadesh Yomeinu Kekerem, Kimois Ma'astolnu, Kotzavto Aleinu Ad Me'oid. And then we say again Ashiveinu. So the Ramo passes when we get to Ashiveinu, we say it loud, and then the Chazan repeats it, then we say Kmois Ma'astonu, and then again we say Ashiveinu loud with the Chazan. And the Yeshivas and Eretz Yisrael, I don't know what is the meaning here, a lot of places they only say the second Ashiveinu loud. It's a meaning of yeshivas. Balabatim don't have this meaning. Balabatim say twice. Chutz Lazai won't say twice. So they want to say that the meaning in the yeshivas is because the yeshivas did like the gro that they did with Teich Aklaf. And they didn't want to have a hefsek in the middle of the kriya of the Megillah. Ah, he asked me, Mordechai yotza milifnei ha-melech. La-Yehudim ha-yisa ha-yiro v'simcho. Ki Mordechai ha-Yehudi. The answer is, dear, it's a part of Pius Manes. Here it's not, we don't want to finish. Why does it say Hashivayin Elah? Why? Stop. It's a nice puzzle. What is the point? Middle big of Megillah, you talk stam. There, a part of the Pius Manes is to clap the Haman and to say, Ki Mordechai, Zeh Shteit. We're Mefasim the Nes. So I'm saying again, it's a lot of shuls, but I dive in the motion, I dive in the shul, they read me the chaklaf and they say both. So it brings down here, Nishari Nechama, that in Arz Yisrael recently, the Ma'irim started changes in the yeshivas, and all the yeshivas started to say twice, like the Rambo. I was Ken Zayin that the Ma'irim are wrong. I want to know, the meaning of yeshivas is kodesh. You don't touch the yeshivas meaning. Even if it's mashman, it's neged haramot. Like the Moshe Hebrew, we ask for one meaning. Then the ma'ase, we say, we don't say v'inoya. This week, because Tishma is also ba'asiyas melocha, so we don't say v'inoya mashem alakeinu ma'asi yadeinu kodinayu. And we start after it from at the kodesh. And we don't say Volatzi and Goyal because it's any Gula Balailo. We don't say Vaniza is Brisi because it goes on the Teire, and you also the Talmud Teire. And also the Mishnah says because if you say Vaniza is Brisi, it's Mashma, you call it Bris and the Kines. So we start Ve'at HaKodesh. Why we say Ve'at HaKodesh? So this year it's not a Kashi why we say Ve'at HaKodesh. It's Motzei Shabbos, it's anyway a part of the davening. But in any Tishma we say Ve'at HaKodesh. Why? So it's brought down that Lemaisa, after Chuban Abayis, Malachim said, it's not Takone, not Takone. Who will be Mekadesh Shimcha? The Hashem said, I have to bring the Geula that Klal Yisrael will Mekadesh Shmi. So we finish the Kiddush, we say, Ve'ato Kodosh, but in the Oilo, we have to make the Shimcha, that bring the Geula. Some say that the reason we don't say V'inoya Motzei Shabbos, it's not because the Isru of Melocha and Tisha B'Av. Melocha is Chalash. No, the Mizmor V'inoya was Nitkan Keneged Binyan B'Sam Amishkon. Maybe we don't say, we have a special kino, we say this year, V'inoya Hushbas B'Motzei Shabbos. Some say, V'inoya Hushbas B'Motzei Shabbos, Macht a ganze kino of them. If it's mitzvah, there's an isru melocha, the kini has to be a special guy. Okay, you know, we don't ask kashas and poems, yeah? But if we say it's not because you're not allowed to do melocha, because v'inoyam is connected to asiyas ha-mishkon, v'inoyam hushbas motzei Shabbos. We don't say tiskabel because it says gam ki ezek v'shaveh shosam tfilosim. But we say this gabel before Eichon. It's machloikis if a oval is allowed to daven or not, because Korah or like Moyed, Tishbav is also called a Moyed, La Locha is he's allowed to, but he doesn't have to. Even if you hold, you cannot get to a shul, the Locha and the meaning is you read Eichon. For Americans, you don't have to tell it, they know that. But it's all they can think that maybe it's something you read in shul. If you don't have a Megillah, you don't do it. Now we sit on the floor as the minhagim, and the poskim is mashal was the inyan to sit on the floor mamish, not even little chairs, just to put a little piece of plastic. The mice in our generation, a lot of people are mekel. It was hard for us. And the Shulchan Aruch writes down, "Ein madlikim neiris balaylo ki ner echod loymar loyri echo vekinas d'siv mechashakim hoyshevani Hashem." Besayse brings down, "Ein madlikim neiris betishbo rak ner echod loymar loyri echo vekinas mishum deisa beicharabi." שהקדוש ברוך הוא מלוך השורת בשעת החורבן. מלך בוס אדום כשהוא עובר מהאויסה, אמרו לו, מחבס הפנוסים. They take down the flags. אף אני עסק, כן, שנאמר שמש וירח קודרו. The לבוש says, שכובע נר ישראל. Why I'm saying all of these things? It's not סתם עניונים. Was the Indian to be dark. It's machleik, some do it already in Ma'ariv, and some do it only when you get to Eichon. So you get to the Kinnus. Two minhagim. Now, there's a big vikuach. The motion, after the Kinnus, you light up one of the lights, but that night it has to be quiet. So there's a big vikuach in the Maisa. What we say, only one candle. Today we leave a little bit because in that days there's one Megillah Seicho, one Kines. The Chazan said and everyone listened. So it was mamish one candle. It was dark. It's pitch dark. Our days we leave it and everyone will have a little bit light. So in the old days was mamish dark. Now, some say it was only ner light, electricity you're allowed to leave. But the mice we pass and also that we have to be mechabe. And the mice you have to make it that it will look dark. As a machlekes, Shemazaman, with Rebbe Eliashi, Shemazaman, even when he came home, Lel Tisha B'Av, he kept the lights off. One or two little lights. Rebbe Eliashi put on the lights regular. He said it's a din in the shul. That is a halacha to be darkish. Darkish lel tisha b'av. It's in the house for sure. There's no need to drive with, you know, lower lights. Now, it's a halacha when you sleep, you have to be mitztayer. In the old days, they slept on the floor with a stone under the head. Zeicher. This was the meaning. I remember when we were kids, this is what we tried to do. We saw our parents do it. It was all matzah to get a good stone. Lemaise, it's hard today, but Lemoshe, if you're used to sleeping with two pillows, the Mishavua says to take off one pillow. The bochum have the luxury to sleep with two pillows. And I had a friend that slept the whole year with two pillows that he could take off one of Tisha B'Av. Now, it was a minhag to wake up early Tisha B'Av morning. They have a remez. It says, "Vayashkim Avrom Baboyker." Avrom, Aleph is Tisha B'Av. Beis is Bria Soilom is Rosh Hashanah. Reish is Tzim Rabbe is Yom Kippur. Hey is Hoshan Rabbe. And Mem is Megillah is Purim. Lemaise, it was a minute cut when everyone woke up early. Lemaise had changed today because we have to finish Kines around Chatzos. And if we start early, we finish early. Only in the place that they have speakers in the middle, it's different, yeah? You finish early, and maybe you masiach das in the avelis. Also, it's hard to fast. The ma'aser midaba without talis and tefillin, talis kotem, we wear, most boys in the world, we don't make a broch of it. We don't hold the tzitzis in both shomar in the morning. The Kriyanim don't say Tachnun and Shachris, and we don't say Elokeinu Elokei Avosei. Now we have in the Kines, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ra Olai Amaisa B'Mashiktzas Noyagim Kalus Roish V'Zorgim Zele Zeba B'Taknesses. I remember when I was a kid yet, they threw these things, you know, these little babkas they call them, that they take off from the trees. The Tisha B'Av, I remember, it was like the minute the kids go and you threw it on the people that looked very sad. I remember when I was a kid. I remember who they threw. I can't say, I don't say what I did. But I remember, it was a very choshev yid, and the kids threw it on one. The oven godel, shafiru shalem at Tisha B'Av, also lasts the kind of solution of Besakneset. Kolchkin betifra b'shas akinas. But Moshe Schwab, it was the Meshgiach from Gateshead, he says that the mimic started in the old days when people that were so sad in Tisha B'Av, was Mamash, you know, today when someone is very, very sad, Mamash gave him like a pill, it was a chash that these people were Mamash faint. So the kids came a little bit to take off the lachats. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't need that. We need people to add the lachatz. The lachatz is not enough. Then we have the kineh v'litzion. The minig is, we sing it. It's a minig. Now, one of the kinehs that we have is alei zivcheit mideyo upidyoin bechoyreyo. It's said also by night and also by day. Upidyoin bechoyreyo. Fragen wir vor, schon bin in der Benes Neug bis man das also. Heil ich zeh u pidyon bechorer. So some say that there's a mistake and you have to read pidyon bikurer. Just change the nikud. Bikurim are not neug. It's different pshatim. The Biskerov says that under pshat bichlal. Elitzioin ve'oreo ki yisho betzireo kupsu lo chagur ascha tzak al bal neureo. Let me say, Eli zivchei temideo upidyoin bechireo. Skorob min pshat Alei zivchei temideo means korban tomit, that we can't do the avoido. Upidyoin bechireo, it's the koyanim that will connect the bechirim. They can't do the avoidon. So we say, Alei zivcheit mideo, upidyoin bechoyreo, und the avoidon se koyamim. Why we meramis to that? We meramis to chatahegel. Now, after kines, was a minik to go to the kvorim. Most of the people say that today not to go because it became like a tiyul. Same reason a lot of people don't go to the Kaisel today. It became like, what do you do Shtish B'Av afternoon? You go to the Kaisel. You have to know if you go to the Kaisel seriously, but if it's a happening, about it's a mochim choshev to go. Came a place that everyone goes to visit, you have to know if it's not Mashiach Das and the Avelis. Now, it was a modern minig in Klal Yisrael. A modern minig, you will not know about it, but you have to know that it exists. The Chaya Odom was a sefer of Ma'oid Choshev. I'm sure you heard about the Chaya Odom. You heard about the Chaya Odom? So it's a dibros? Chaya Odom. Umashinoyagim shereich tzim koidem minche. The minhag, people took showers before mincha. Umirik shel bous ve'amiratzim. ונושים היו נויה נזכר לחזק אס ליבום שנוילד משיח בתישבו אבל אין רואי לכו בנתי רלאסיס I speak about נושים it means the wife of the בנתי מוזכת so it's a meaning of נושים ואין רואי לבנתי it doesn't mean that the girl is a בנתי it means the wife of the בנתי יוסף אהם אוימץ, אוסו הספר קדמן, יביס מדי קל קולבוי. מן הקודם שאנושים רויכצו ישרוישו מן המינכו ולמעלה בתישבו. וסקיינים הראשונים הניגו זה לטויבו, מה שאומרו בהגודה כי המשיח נוילד בתישבו. כמו שעושינו זכר לחום ולאבילס, כי אין צריך לעשות לגאולה ולמנחם. And he says, "Rak lenoshim, they needed chizuk." Chaim Palachi brings down, "Noshim oimu shachatzoisu nachamu matagin habayis, meshedait mishum daitom ktzoro leisiyashu min hageulo." Like I said, in the old days, it was a mamish matzav shver. Aber leish kol zman shel yom ha'ayev. Okay, it's not clear. The minig is bottle, and Yerushalayim, the minig stayed on the floor. As meaning of after you shlaim this lady, you do sponge on Shabbos Tishba afternoon. Great zach to Mashiach. We started to prepare the house for Mashiach. So it's for sure. People are worried that meaning is from the rinsing of the head. The bucket went to the floor. So on the head it's a isu. On the floor we know that during 9 days we don't wash the floors. So the meaning switched. The Maaseh before Mincha. We put on talis and tefillin. The best thing is that the bochrim that didn't make the bracha yet in the morning to be yotze from someone like misatef and the tzitzis, even that they make a bracha liyisatef, they could be moitziyu. The meaning is to be mashlim shir shirem and enkel akeinu. Now, is the issur to learn in Tisha B'av? שכונור לא שלנו שכונור חז תשע בו אסור לקרוא בתאירו בנביאים וכסובים ולישנס משנה גבורה שלמה פקודי השם יסורי והתנוגה שבשרה בבטלים אבל קוירר הוא באי אויב ובדבור עם הרוי ומותו לילמד מדרשי חופר אלו מגלחים אגוד הסחור בנגמור הנגיטי נונהי חילי קובדלת סנהדרין יחס תשבו, יחס אביילוס, פרק אל מגלחים, אל מועד קודני עולה אותו לרן. ואני משבור מנסדם, אם הוא עולה אותו לרן, not to go too much in people. You're allowed to do even ilchis ben ha-metzor, not only ilchis tishbo, but when we came to the beginning of the tishbo, we took all the achrenes manenu, and ilchis 3 weeks, and he would read everything and Tisha B'Av. The Azam Shul Mazaman, if you're allowed to read books, again, as Shvach people, and if they don't do these things, they do different things, I'm not speaking about these people. Aber to know the Halacha, he said, on the Holocaust you're allowed to. Aber stam books, stories that are made up, like Ha'ava Le'Nivra, but it's very sad, you're not allowed to read. Now, as a machleikas, we're about to finish with this, the machleikas, Dvorim aroim and Tisha B'Av, you mechuyev to learn or you're allowed to learn? So, ערך השולחון למעריתה עם כוסף, אם אין לו רויצה ללמוד כלל רשאי, ולא ימרין אין כיוון מותר ללמוד, אין רשא לבט על בתלמותיהם. And it's a big מחלקס of them. שמזמן ערך בהך says, לימוד לאובל בתהליך השלימה, דבר המותו ומוהתר ולא יחויבו. also the poiskim bring down, Rabbi Yashiv holds you're not allowed to say it, La'olu muchai betalmutoyo. And the shaila is, the ma'isa, the marshal, we said, we don't say bris, we skip uva letziyoy, right? We speak aniza is brisi, and we start v'ata kodesh. So we said, we skip uva letziyoy, goyel, because tishbav is no goyel. We skip, v'zay is brisi, first that we're not looked, that we're saying bris, and the kines, and also mishabur brings down, because Brisi is Teir and Tishbav is not Teir. Shalom is not Teir. I'll ask you a better kasha. The Ritva, Frekta Kasha and Ksuvis Davov Amud Beis. It says, Ovel Chayev Bekol HaMitzvetz Chutz Min HaTfili Shenem Arbo Em Peer. Frek the Ritva Chutz Min HaTfili Chutz Min HaTfili in the Talmud Teir. V'yishloim HaShe'en Loim Di Min HaKlolas. And it means two, and it says only one. Frag in the London, his potom with Almutayre, is Chayev. He has to learn Shukhanov, Chazavelis. He has to learn his Chastishbov. He has to learn Nezokim. He has to learn Chelek. He has to learn Elevagalchim. What are the Ritmas Gashe? Tfili in his potom, over Biyam Rishi. Talmutayre is Chayev. So the Ritma is Mashma, that is a Ptu. You're only allowed to. Again, Chas v'Sholem, to take this cool on. Oh, what is the pshat? I understand you can't learn Dvorim Smeich. But Dvorim Atzurim that you could learn. Why will not be a chiv? Zog the Rachayim HaKodesh, and the Welt says, repeatedly Rachayim HaKodesh. The Rachayim HaKodesh says, the chiv limud Toiro is besimcha. Pekudei Hashem Yisholem Nesam Chileh. On simcha is no chiyuv teir. So the whole year, as you're proud that you're not happy, be happy, yeah? What answers I'll give you. Tisha B'Av, you can't be besimcha. So that's when you don't have a chiyuv teir. But you want to learn. So dvorim that mesamchim etomish. Things that don't make you happy, you're allowed to. It says in Talmud Yonis ben Aziel, Yikrivu Yemei Evel Hovi Vehergo Es Ochi. Remember who said it? Remember who said it? Esau. Yikrivu Yemei Evel Hovi Vehergo Zog the Yonis ben Aziel. Yikrivu Yemei Evel Hovi ואוכי יעקוי אייה עובל, ואוסו בתלמוד תוירו, ומילא דה תירה וונה בי תוירו מגנו, I managed to kill him. Now I know I can't kill Yankiv, he's thinking and learning the whole time. Soon my father will die, Yankiv will be a עובל, I could kill him. Frank the world, מסתם יעקוי, he couldn't learn him, מסתם יעקוי, דבר מצוי, no? So how is he managed to kill him? The Talmud says, the only תירה that protects is תירה בשמחה. Teir on Simcha doesn't work. It's a shame. Bizeicha, shibona, bisamigdosh, b'neiro.
Just arrived a couple of hours ago. I found the zero time.